Well, today is the last day of our stewardship series, Living Generously. And I don't know about you, but I just think that it has been a wonderful journey, refreshing in many ways, and a journey that I hope won't end today, but will continue to influence us to live fully committed lives for Jesus, the Lord of life. You see, that's what this has really been all about. Living. Living the life that is truly life. It's been about us being vessels through which God's love and life can flow through every sector of our lives as we seek to submit our all to God. Living as the new creations God has called us to be. And you all know this, but that's not something that we just do. Amen? It's something that we must be intentional about doing every day of our lives. It's very easy to live for ourselves. Amen? It's very easy to do our own thing and live by our own whims and our own desires. But if we truly want to live for Jesus Christ every moment of the day, then we have to be intentional about that. Yes, during Stewardship Month, we tend to focus on money a lot because, let's face it, it takes money to do ministry. Amen. But what this is really about is a change in heart and a change in perspective. When we recognize the sovereignty of God over all creation and over our lives, when we recognize, even though we know it and say it, in Him we live and move and have our being. Everything that we have comes from God. When we recognize that, then we don't have as much trouble submitting our desires, our actions, our very being to God and to the Spirit to lead us. Now, as we will see and as we have seen over the past 4 weeks, that's what really happened to Frank. He had a change of heart and a change of perspective. We've been following Frank and his family on their journey of generosity. Frank saw what giving his first and best meant when his son gave sacrificially. Frank was convicted of a heart problem regarding his love of money. And we saw Frank start to really get it when he served at the soup kitchen. Last week, we saw Frank learn to run to the name of the Lord, his strong tower in times of trouble. So today, as we end our journey, let's see how the Donovans end their journey. Let's watch and enjoy, and may it engage our hearts.
Bell. After a brief bounce, things are continuing to head south, leaving many wondering where the bottom will be.
Alan, today is not the day to have trouble getting hold of you. Please give me a call back as soon as you get this. Hey, how you feeling?
Hungry.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
I think so. Let me get something in a little bit.
Ray's asked me to go down to the soup kitchen for a little bit to help out, and then I have got to run by the office and take care of some business.
You and the kids have been down there quite a bit lately, haven't you?
Look, no one's going to blame you if you don't want to go back.
No, I think it's great. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone again.
Yeah. Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Hey, remind me that I need to discuss some things with you when I get back, all right?
Sure.
stock market killing you today?
Oh, yeah, man. My 4167K is taking a beating.
I know that's true.
What's the problem?
Hey, sorry I'm late, Ray. What's all this?
It's a beautiful day, Mr. Darwin. Can you feel the sunlight just streaming in?
You mean the sunlight coming through those holes in the ceiling?
But not for long. Those grants we applied for came through. This place is getting new life.
Oh, that is excellent news, Ray. You guys deserve this.
That's not even the best part. Those men there are from Somerset Construction. I don't know if they're getting some kind of matching dollars or what, but they're looking to hire as many folk from the kitchen as possible for the labor, even off in training for certain positions.
Oh, well, let me know if they have room for a volunteer. I got a hammer. At least I think I got a hammer.
That market stuff that everybody's talking about, how is that affecting you?
Ray, I'm sorry. I gotta take this. It's urgent. Alan. Hey. Yeah, it's urgent. Okay, can you come by the house a little bit later? Perfect. Talk to you then.
The general consensus seems to be relief that the day is over. The fear now is that the Asian markets will respond too strongly to today's sell-off, which could trigger a...
Hey. By the way, I've called Alan to come over here for a meeting. He's going to come over a little bit later. There's some things that I want to go over with you first. Make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
Your accident made a big impact on me. I remember sitting there, just staring at you, waiting for you to recover. I was powerless. I remember thinking to myself, everything that I tried to do to protect this family. Everything. And you know what? It just felt silly. Ray mentioned something the other day. We were talking about the parable of the talents and how out of all the three servants who were asked to look over their master's money, the only one who was rebuked was the one who had buried the money and then returned it the same way he received it. The one that played it safe. I want to take risks. If God owns everything and we're willing to risk it all for him and it doesn't work out, well, it's just like moving money from one of his pockets to the other. It might mean a lot of changes, and that's why I have Alan coming over. So what do you think?
I think Ray's the best gardener we've ever had. So how does all this market stuff going on affect what you've been thinking?
What market stuff? Hey, Ray.
I'm Mr. Donovan. How you doing?
Good.
I just came by to reseed a couple of patches in the yard, and I want to give you a little present, in case you couldn't find yours.
Wow, this is a beauty. You swing that in, right?
Right.
How are things going down there?
You know, right after you left this morning, we got a call, said that there were holes in the grant application, and they wouldn't even review it until we corrected it.
Government.
Yeah, right. I was trying to figure out how Somerset Construction could already be on site and they haven't even reviewed the grant application.
I don't know. I guess you'll have to ask them.
Well, that's the thing. I did. No one over there seemed to know anything about any grants.
Strange. Hey, I got a family meeting, so I got to run to.
Yeah, right. One thing I'm going to ask. Doesn't your company own Somerset?
I got so much stuff on the plate right now, and I don't really want to talk business.
Yeah, I understand.
Thanks for the hammer, Rick.
You're welcome, Mr. Donovan.
Sorry about that, Alan. You were saying?
So, I know how important security is to you, so I've prepared some ideas to fortify your portfolio in light of today's events.
Wasn't that clear with you earlier today, Alan? We actually had some of our own ideas as a family.
Okay. Sure.
Our goal is to increase liquidity across all areas. We want to start by dismantling our...
Intentionally.
Defective.
Grand Mont Trust.
We'd like
like to have that charity discussion you suggested the other day.
So what do you think? Can you help us out?
Wonderful lasting image. Ray seeing the good fruit from the seeds that he had sown. Today, our theme is seed time. The Apostle Paul speaks clearly about sowing seeds and its implications in Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. It says, "Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant." Mm-hmm. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. This is simple kingdom economics. We reap what we sow.
Amen.
Ray, being a gardener and spending his day quite literally sowing seeds, understands this well. While giving our good sheep or our best to God reflects our love for him, sowing seeds reflects an understanding that we bring glory to God when we are fruitful for his kingdom. We sow by serving others and being led by the Spirit to invest our time, talents, and resources as the Spirit sees fit. That's why we do the things that we do. Our literacy programs, our trunk or treat, which we're not doing this year, senior and adult outreach ministries, our nursing, deacons nursing home ministry, the Soup Saturday that we had, opening the doors of the church to the community to host community forums, volunteering at schools, all are seeds sown to bring glory to God when they are done out of a heart of generosity and love for God. Take, for instance, our Community Resource Day. 26 agencies and organizations volunteered their time, bringing resources and free giveaways for community residents. When we desired to sow seeds to help others, God provided all we needed to make it a success. They can come in. We received $1,500 from the Presbytery, $410 from the Democratic National Caucus, and $450 from Forest Hills Presbyterian Church. Amen. Their generosity joined ours and made it possible for us to bless our community and bring glory to God. But there is an occurrence that happens in the church with a capital C that is prudent to mention here. And that is conditional giving. You know, when we withhold our time and our talents and our resources from the church because we have not received the status or position that we want, or when things are not going the way we think they should, conditional giving is not generous giving.
Amen.
When we give conditionally, we hinder God's ministry in the church. And the work that the Lord would like to do through us, he will have to find someone else to do who is open and willing to be used by the Spirit. Amen. But when we give God our best, God will bless the rest. Amen. When we give God our hearts and when we surrender our all to God, then God will give us favor, provision, and everything that we need to do what he is calling us to do. Right. Frank's journey has taken him not only from being selfish to being generous, but also from being prideful to being humble. Frank wouldn't even take the credit for what was going on in the soup kitchen. This brings to mind what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 3. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what the right hand is doing. Jesus made it clear. We don't give to bring attention to ourselves. We give to bring glory to God. Generous living is godly living. And godly living is humble living. Generous living encompasses our entire life, every segment of our life inside and outside the church. Now, one of the most enjoyable parts of this series has been Ray's teaching vignettes. And so we will now see the last teaching vignette, Seed Time.
We don't often think about it this way, but God wants us to take risks, doesn't he? As Frank tells Cassie in the parable of the talents, the only servant who was rebuked was the one who buried his talent and wouldn't take a risk for his master. Living generously can be a risky business. God gives to us so that we can give to others. We can invest those gifts for God's kingdom. But we're just passing along something that was given to us. It never really belonged to us. We're just re-gifting. As a gardener, I tend to think less of stocks and more of seeds. The Bible talks a lot about seeds. The Lord of the harvest gives all of us seeds to plant in this land. Some of us a lot, some a little. But we are all called to the same job, to sow. In Galatians 6, the Apostle Paul says, God is not mocked. Whatever one sows, that he will also reap. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then let us do good to everyone. There's an English pastor I like to read by the name of Matthew Henry. Our present time is seed time, he said. In the other world, we shall reap as we sow now. Time, brothers and sisters, is short. None of us can say how much time we have. The Bible tells us that all men are like grass and their lives are like a mist. Our lives pass in a blink, and one day soon we'll wake up and find that the time of opportunity is gone. So what are you doing with the talents God has given you? Are you like the man who played it safe with what his master entrusted to him? Are you getting down, taking risks, and digging your hands into the soil to sow seeds for eternity? True life, the life Jesus Christ offers to all who follow him, is a life filled with faithful risk-taking. So take the seeds that God has given to you, your resources, your abilities, your relationships, your time, your labor, every gift that God has given, invest them and see the seeds grow. See what happens when you live the life Jesus calls us to, the life of abundant generosity.
That's why we gave you seeds today. Our present time is seed time. Simply put, now is the time to sow our seed. And part of sowing seed is being willing to take a risk, like Ray said. We can take risks because our security is in God. We took a risk when we decided to begin a literacy program. But God expanded our seed by giving us a grant for 3 years from the Senate and a partner in Forest Hills. We took a risk in asking the city to close down our street to host a street festival to help people have access to resources. And again, God expanded our seed through the generosity of others. Our time, talent, and resources are spiritual seeds we invest eternally. And the dividends we are seeking are changed and transformed lives, just like Jesus has changed and transformed us and continues to do throughout our lifetime. That's what this is about. Amen?
Amen.
Every gift you offer to the Lord is investing eternally. It's the only gift that's going to last. Amen?
Amen.
So today is seed time. You can take your seeds home and plant them and be reminded of what God is calling us to do. But we've also asked you, because you are a member of this congregation, that you would prayerfully consider what your seed will be for 2017. As Elder Kelvin told you last week, we need a van. Everybody on the street has a van. We need a van. We have a congregation that's getting older. And when we have evening services, they don't want to drive. If we had a van, we could pick them up. We had to rent a van on Community Resource Day to go to Maplewood and to pick up those kids. And when Elder Kelvin dropped them off, you know what they said? What time are you coming to get us tomorrow for church?
That's right.
And he had to say, we have to work on that.
Right.
Maplewood is our mission field.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
We've got kids on the street whose parents don't really come to church, but they'd come if we'd go pick them up.
That's right.
Amen? Sometimes we have to begin with the children. We've got a congregation full of teachers and educators and people who could most certainly work with children.
Amen.
We also need a ramp.
That's right.
Amen. Those steps are real steep, and it's getting hard for people to walk down those steps. My wonderful Bible study members, every Wednesday at noontime, walk down those steps, and I'm always afraid someone's going to fall. But we could build a ramp from the parking lot down to that back door in the library so that we don't ever have to worry about them getting in the church and they can be safe.
Amen.
Because we don't want the time to come when they can't come to church because they can't get in.
Thank you.
Amen?
That's right.
So now is seed time. God's not done with us yet, church.
Amen.
God didn't bring me here to close a church down. I've got news for you. Amen? God has work for us to do. But if we won't commit our time, if we won't commit our talents, and we won't commit our money, we can't do it. And that's just the truth. And you know, it just doesn't take time and talent. If you give your time and talents but don't give your money, we can't keep the lights on. Amen? It's all that we have we offer to God, because God has given us our very lives. So I hope everybody has their card. And I'm going to pray a prayer. And the only one who sees this is the treasurer. And we use this so that we can make our budget and see what God will help us to do. And the thing is this is not your commitment to me. This is not your commitment even to Grace Presbyterian Church. This is your commitment to God. I take my commitment seriously, and I pray that you will too. And then that you will trust the Spirit of God to give you the provision that you need to meet your commitment. Amen?
Amen.